It's weird holding my own microphone.
Tristan, that was a great team performance. On the 70th minute when you were awarded that penalty, was there any added extra pressure going for that to take the top spot of the Golden Boot race right now?
I think every penalty you take, you know, there's always a little bit of pressure. You just try to, you have to try to stay calm. But I think leading up to the goal, it was, we had a lot of momentum on our side, and I think it's obviously a fortunate call for us, but I think it was something that we deserved.
Tristan, is that scoring title something you do have your eye on?
Yeah, of course. You know, when you're first or second, you're always looking to try to finish first for the Golden Boot. It's obviously a nice competition to have with Taryn. You know, he's a friend of mine, but kind of like how I always say, as long as the goals are helping my team win, that's the biggest thing for me.
And you Forge remains unbeaten in the Derby matchup, the 905 Derby. How does it feel?
Yeah, it's amazing. I think, you know, the vibes in the team since that last time that we lost. I think it was the first game of this half of the season, if I'm correct. But you know, I think that right after that game, it was kind of like a little switch, and ever since then, we haven't really stopped and we haven't looked back. And I think we're just looking forward and game in, game out. We're just trying to get 3 points, and I think that's the best thing that we're doing, is just focusing game in and game out.
With the 3 CPL regular season games left, do you believe this team has the mentality to take the fall championship?
Oh, for sure. I don't have a doubt in my mind, especially, you know, you can see that we have a lot of rotation in the squad now, and you can see the quality that it's bringing. You know, a lot of players are coming in, putting in good minutes, putting in a good shift, and you can see that the quality we have all around the team, and like I said, the vibes is amazing right now, and I don't have a doubt in my mind that we can finish first.
Monty started at left wing today. Mm-hmm. How did you see him perform as an attacker, knowing that he's primarily a defender?
Yeah, I think, just like I said, you know, all the players that we have, we're very versatile. I think that's the biggest thing our team really provides, is just being versatile in a lot of different positions and players in different positions, right? And, you know, like I said, there's a lot of rotation in the squad. It was a big step for Monty to move up to the left wing, right? I think he did well. And, I think, you know, just as I keep saying, the rotation in the squad is going to keep going, and I think the quality that every player has to be versatile is really, really big.
And adding to that, so since like the Derby, you guys have kind of had the upper hand over York so far this season. How much do you think that means for you guys, your team, and your fans, just to have held that upper edge in the rivalry?
No, for sure. Especially having that first game against them, you know, that Derby started right away, right? So every game that we play against them, there's always going to be intensity, and I'm pretty sure everybody saw it in this game, right? But it's always an exciting game to play against them. They always bring quality, and the intensity is always up whenever these games are played.
League One had a luncheon just before this game started, and you had a brief time with League One Ontario. Could you say how that sort of that time has helped build you into this new league that started up?
Yeah, no, it was a great time that I spent there, right? Playing with Sigma, playing with Bobby. It was a great relationship I had, not only with the club, but just playing in that league, having the vibes, you know, in the league with players on other teams, right, that I also grew up playing with, right? So I think it was a great kind of place to play. You know, when I came back, it was nice to kind of get my touches in, and the quality is really high, and you can see a lot of players that are from League One that are playing in the CPL now, right? So I think it just shows the quality that it has in that league.
Yeah. Tristan, just personally, in terms of both confidence and fitness, where are you at maybe heading into this final stretch?
Yeah, it's a little rough. It's a little rough, but I think, yeah, always being an athlete, you always got to take care of your body, right? It's obviously a long season and a lot of games in short periods of time, but, you know, at the end of the day, you can't really complain about it, because every game, if you can play many games, I think that's an exciting thing. Every player always wants to play games, right? So there's not really much to complain about. You just got to try to take care of your body as much as you can.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.